You're listening to the Fit Mom Podcast, and I'm your host, Marisa Tully.
And me, Ash Iovino. Our biggest passion is helping ambitious moms like you channel the same drive you bring to your work and family into your own well-being.
Happy 2026.
Happy New Year, Mama Marisa. Can you believe it?
No, I actually can't. I don't know where. Yeah, everyone says time flies really quickly when you become a mom, but it couldn't have anticipated it. It's just wild.
I know you've basically got a little boy, and I've got an almost 14-year-old.
It's a joke.
Oh, it's crazy. Okay,
yeah, so new me, new year, new me.
Yeah, have
bullshit.
You started your juice cleanse yet?
Yeah, the juices are arriving on Monday. I've got to drink 4 a day, and I'm doing it for 14 days straight. And you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to one-up you, I think 30 days, because I've got so much inflammation,
Amazing.
you know?
Yeah, and you need to detox your liver and your kidneys.
Totally. But that doesn't
Yeah.
rule out alcohol. So you can still have alcohol
Oh,
on
perfect. But like
weekends.
tequila and
That's
stuff, like
exactly.
pure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, we're joking. That's like our idea of hell. Marisa and I love food, and we love food and we hate quick fixes. We're basically allergic to the bullshit.
I've done a
So,
juice cleanse before, by the way. I don't know if we've ever spoken about it. I've done a 5-day. It was horrific.
yeah, I can't imagine, like, almost by day three how awful you feel.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I lasted 5 days. And then you also get very, another confession. And then you also get really over the taste of it. And I'm also not I don't really like juice in general, like a
Yeah.
sweet juice. So anyways, it was, yeah. And then of course you go overboard afterwards. And so I can't say that,
Because
no, I did a solid 3 days and I can't say that I felt like amazing. I felt way better over just having a balanced, nutritious diet, maybe not having as many like dairy, gluten based foods. I've done that before, like cut out the dairy, the gluten, caffeine, alcohol for 10 days, totally doable, and felt much better off of something like that, because then you're still eating real wholesome foods.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea to kind of have a break from all of those things and get yourself almost back to like a base without the stimulants and out anything ultra processed. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea. I haven't ever done that. yes, the a juice thing. I think what irritates me the most about it is that after 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, they're like, I've dropped 2 kgs. I'm so chuffed. But you're like, it's just water and you're going to gain 4 next week. So don't get excited.
Yeah,
That's what
exactly.
irritates me, is that it's so unsustainable. Anyway, let's talk about how we are going to approach 2026 and advise our ladies to, so that they have a stronger and healthier start to the year.
Four overarching tips that we all run through. And number one, if you've heard it before, you are definitely not implementing it consistently, because I know our ladies struggle with it, and that is hitting enough protein on a daily basis. Why should we be doing that?
So protein, everyone bangs on about it, but nobody knows why. And they eat it without understanding why and without understanding the context of it. But basically, it is your built-in appetite regulator. So it's the simplest way for you to control your hunger without relying on willpower. So, I really do think that it's your most underrated tool for fat loss. So it keeps you fuller for longer, stabilizes your blood sugar levels, so you're not having those spikes and crashes. It supports your lean muscle, which is your metabolic engine, and it's going to massively reduce your cravings. So it's a no-brainer, but it's science-backed. So that's why we, as coaches, bang on about it. It's so important.
And there's mixed reviews as to how much protein you should be having daily, but the minimal across advice is usually around 1.2, 1.5 per grams per kilogram of body weight. And then anything from that up to 2 grams per
You
kilogram
know,
of body weight.
to even simplify it more, I would just say, like, I'm advising some of the girls who are really struggling to get to a specific number, just to get over 100 grams. So
Yeah.
make like your 100 grams of protein per day is a really solid amount for a woman who wants to lose weight and wants to maintain muscle or potentially build muscle. And it really makes such a difference. So when we start co coaching ladies, they're like, I'll never be able to hit that protein goal. Then they start getting nudging closer and closer to it. And they're like, I don't know why I feel so full. I don't know why I don't need my morning snack. I don't know why I've stopped grazing. I don't know why. And then suddenly you're like, once you hit your protein goal, it even makes remaining within your calorie deficit so much easier because you're satiated. And that's how they work together. But it's really important to understand that in order for you to implement it, because once you understand the science behind it, it's like it all kind of clicks.
Totally. And the 100 grams, like you say, totally doable. We always advise hitting protein from your first meal within breakfast. So even if it's a smoothie, very achievable with protein powder, adding some yogurt, adding your chia seeds, your psyllium husk with full fiber, very, very quickly you can get to 30 grams. And then also when it comes to eggs, I love to use egg whites. I often use like one or two eggs, scramble it with additional egg whites. I've put egg whites in oats often, super creamy, don't taste it. Adding protein powder to oats, all these little tips and tricks that I know we're often sharing with
So
our girls,
easy.
very, very easy to get 30 grams in the morning. And then the rest of the day, just making sure, for instance, with each meal that you've got protein as well, and having a protein snack closer to dinner time, or even a protein shake.
Completely. I mean, I know we advised people for the holidays to have on the last podcast about having a protein shake in the afternoon, but that's quite a nice hack in general. Because it does fill you up. You do get an in the afternoon, and then it means you generally probably will eat a bit less at dinner, and you also will avoid like mowing down your kids' macaroni and cheese while you're prepping it because you're not hungry. So that's a nice thing if you do by like 4 or 5 p.m. feel a bit of a slump and you need a little pick me up, or you do feel a little bit peckish. A protein shake in the afternoon is a great way to bump up that protein as well.
Okay, so we covered protein, fat loss. If anyone is specifically looking at fat loss going into the new year, what can we say more about when it comes to calorie deficits? And then, very importantly, if they are looking at calories, counting calories, some people do enjoy it, some people don't. And then there's also a very big misperception that a calorie is a calorie, which we often see a lot of influencers promoting certain fast foods or chocolates or chips, and compared to an avocado and nourishing whole foods, and compare the calories. So let's talk about calorie deficit.
CFD, baby. So we call it a CFD because at the end of the day, again, it's just science. Like, if you're not in a calorie fucking deficit, you are not going to lose weight. And that's why when clients say, no, but I've been so strict, like Monday to Thursday or Monday to Friday, I've had such a good week, but then I did have a bad weekend, but I'm still haven't dropped weight. But then you're like, you clearly overall in that week were just not in a CFD. So that is your number one thing that you need to adhere to in order to lose fat. But how you do it, there are many different ways to skin a cat. So when people say also like keto really works for me or fasting really works for me, you've just put yourself into a calorie deficit, and the And that's why you've lost weight and why you think it works for you. But does it work for you long term? So the most sustainable and enjoyable approach most often is to be in a moderate calorie deficit, so a 15% deficit, 15 to 20% deficit, where you can still enjoy your life, but you're losing weight at the same time. And that's where calorie tracking is so powerful because you can still, you've got leeway, but we don't advise calorie tracking, as you said earlier. Eat whatever you want, start your day with a chocolate, end your day with a packet of chips, as long as it fits your calories. So there's a saying, what is it? IIFYM, if it fits your macros. So there's a whole school of thought of like, if you're in the IIFYM camp, then you'll lose weight. Sure, you will lose weight, but you'll feel like shit. And it's certainly
Yeah.
not a way to live
And
your life.
I disagree with that though, because I've also experienced it with clients and with myself where yeah, a calorie is, like I said, is not a calorie and it has such a bad effect on your gut, your
Terrible.
metabolism. So definitely not. Like you can't just eat something just because it fits within your calorie
But
count.
often also there's a then there's going to be like a massive rebound effect if you do go that route, because if you are eating ultra processed foods, it's going to almost like hijack your appetite and then cause the opposite effect. It's going to cause those blood sugar crashes, and it actually is going to make fat loss 10 times harder. So there's research to show that people who rely heavily on ultra-processed food unintentionally consume up to 500 extra calories a day, thanks to that dopamine-driven reward loop.
Makes sense.
So it makes complete sense. So you think you, and I even know when I'm in phases of, suppose, like my Rusk phases. You know what I'm like when, but like my Rusk phases can be quite intense, and I'm eating, say, three, four Rusks a day. I don't feel good. I feel out of control. I am looking for the next quick fix. So the more shit you put into your body, the more you crave it. So then it's not going to make being in a calorie deficit that easy. And that's why with Fit Mom, we so heavily promote you need to be in a calorie deficit. That's science, but 85 to 90% of your diet needs to be whole foods.
Yeah.
And that is that's the link.
100%. And then let's move over to strength training. Why we are such ambassadors for strength training. Of course, it's not just from a physique point of view, it's also for cognitive benefits as we're aging. I mean, podcasts we would have recorded 10 years ago would have definitely spoken a lot more about the physical aspect. And now we are so interested in strength training and how studies show that 45 to 49% of menopause symptoms are lessened. That how you say it, right? From strength training. So there's a reduction of like up to 49% of perimenopause and menopause symptoms when you strength train.
So, I mean, what do they? It's called the muscle of like longevity. And so, yes, it's your metabolic advantage, the more muscle you have, because the more calories you will be burning. I think it's like for every 1 kg of muscle, it increases your passive calorie burn, the equivalent of running, I don't know, 15 marathons a year or something stupid like that. But like it really does give you an advantage. But not only that, as you said, the cognitive benefits, I mean, it's the hormonal, it literally, it's like a natural hormone balancer from your moods to your metabolism. It improves everything. And the more you read, the more you research, the more you listen to, every single tip, every single podcast I listen to, one of the things in it is lifting weights three, like 2 to 3 times per week as a minimum.
And it's
So,
not 2 kg, 1 kg, not that we're judging it, but it's progressive overload. So it's really challenging yourself and progressing the weight that you're lifting and getting a personal trainer if you don't know what you're doing, or getting an online coach, going
totally.
to the right classes. And a lot of the time, classes aren't as focused on your personal growth and you personally challenging yourself. It's more of a blanket approach. So how you tackle that is really important. And then to touch on the aesthetics, because we know everyone listening also cares about that, is that we've spoken about before the difference in our bodies since doing strength training. Now, after a December holiday, our body form hasn't completely changed because we used to be runners, we used to be cardio junkies. So as soon as we're off season and not running as much, our bodies are inflamed. We feel like we're 3, 4 kgs heavier. Sometimes we often are. And with strength training, it allows you to eat more, to take time off, and to still maintain the body compositioning that you've worked so hard to accomplish. And this doesn't take even 6 months, which is what our CEO program is. It takes years to get to that stage. And we still even working on our own muscle build.
100%. It literally reshapes your body. So once you start following a structured program with progressive overload, it like and you're lifting heavy, like as you say, like not the 2 to 3 kg dumbbells, girls, like proper weights. It literally reshapes your body. Like I don't know how else to say it. But you only believe it when you see it and you realize that. That doesn't make you bulky. It's everything you've wanted in terms of being lean and toned, ta-da, is revealed when you build some muscle and you swap out your 7 days a week of intense cardio.
So to wrap up the four tips, so we focused on the importance of protein and then calorie deficits if you are looking at fat loss. Thirdly, strength training. And then fourth, I mean, this was really hard for us to put only four together, but four, we've put together hydration and NEAT, why that is so underrated and how beneficial it is having this as a priority on an ongoing basis, not only for the first week of January.
So I think firstly, NEAT for that most people know, but some people don't, is your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So all of your daily movement outside of the gym. And so often, and this really does pertain to my personal journey, it's often the missing link in your fat loss. So you do your hour of training. Mine was obviously also too far skewed to cardio. So I wasn't lifting weights and I certainly wasn't following a structured program. But then for the rest of the day, I'd sit on my ass and my NEAT would maybe even some days if you would be at 3,000 steps. So if you can boost your NEAT up, even give yourself a range from, say 6,000 to 10,000 steps. And if you know on weekends you can walk more, do walk more. It's such an underrated tool for fat loss. It accounts for like 15 to 20% of your calorie burn versus your little 45-minute to 60-minute workout is like 5% of your daily calorie burn. So the more you move, the better. And then in terms of hydration, hydration is going to affect everything. So it affects your energy levels, it affects your cravings, it affects your mood, and it affects your performance. So we don't, again, we don't bang on about hitting your 2 to 3 liters of water a day, especially to our clients. I mean, within our coaching app, it's one of the habits they need to hit every single day because it really, really does affect fat loss.
Especially important because if you're upping your protein, a lot of ladies feel like they're a little bit constipated or their metabolism's still getting used to the protein because they haven't really. I mean, one of our 4 points here, we didn't even touch on fiber, which we know is as important, but with the help of hydration, it's flushing your system, it's helping you along. I had a call with a client, a CEO client this week, who was very panicky about the Haribos that she tucked into. And I was like, it's going to happen. Just because you've been so diligent in having whole foods, et cetera, that's life. And you need to enjoy those types of food. But when you do have it, just make sure you also hydrate, like help your body along because it's really high in sugar. When we're eating out, it's high sodium, high sugar. As much as we can, if we can hydrate, we can really help our system. And also, you afterwards, I find if I have that enough water, I don't crave, I don't have that ripple effect as badly as craving more sweets, more like salty foods because I've drunk water, I'm full and saturated.
No, definitely. It definitely affects your cravings. So the more hydrated you are, the better.
Totally. Okay. Now, to end off, what is on the app? So, from the 12th of Jan till the 8th of Feb, so it's 4 weeks, we've got our power challenge, strength training challenge. Do you want to share a little bit more there, Ash? The thinking
So I just
behind
think if you're
your.
listening, if you're listening to this and you were about to order your juice cleanse and we've changed your mind and you actually want structure and a community with support, then rather just join Power because this will also set you up for the rest of the year. So from like we all know, okay, December might have derailed you a little bit. January then is a momentum game. Let's get back in the game. Let's just get to doing something consistently for the next 4 weeks. So here's a structured plan with three full body workouts a week. You don't even have to think. You open the app, you do the workouts, they lay it out for you, you tick them off. Before you know it, you're 4 weeks in, you're 4 weeks stronger. And then you can move on to our next program. But to start you off, just get that momentum and consistency rolling again. And the power challenge starting on the 12th is your answer.
And it's totally doable. The fact that it's just three workouts a week
Totally.
and full body, really, really divine. And then also equipment
That
is
you can do at
minimal.
home.
Yes, equipment's minimal, dumbbells, bench or chair, and then a resistance booty band. And that's that. And then just for those people who haven't tried out the FitMom app, it's video based, so you can follow the videos to know exactly what to do. And then you can also connect to your Spotify or iTunes so you can listen to your music while doing the workouts. And then another nice feature, which is so important because so many women just go in winging it, is you can track your weights. So you track the weights that you are using for all of the movements, and over the course of the 4 weeks, you can see how you've progressed and if you have progressed, or whether you need to really push it in the third or fourth week, as you go.
I think that's the key of what you said is like you finally won't just be winging it and hoping for the best. Like you can't manage what you don't measure, and that includes the weights you are lifting.
Mic drop. Well, thank you. Now we have to think of what the rest of January we're going to talk about. So many juicy topics that we've ticking off slowly.
So many. Thank you.
Thank you, Chatsin.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.